This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 31 Biography of Pete Ricketts, the Senator from Nebraska. General Information. Pete Ricketts is a prominent American politician serving as the junior United States Senator from Nebraska. He was born on August 19, 1964, in Nebraska City, Nebraska. Ricketts is a member of the Republican Party and has been known for his conservative stances on various issues. Before his tenure in the Senate, he served two terms as the governor of Nebraska from 2015 to 2023. Early life and education. Pete Ricketts was born into a family with a strong business background. His father, Joe Ricketts, founded TD Ameritrade, a major online brokerage firm. Growing up in Nebraska, Ricketts attended Westside High School in Omaha. After high school, he pursued higher education at the University of Chicago, where he earned a Bachelor of Arts degree in biology. Following his undergraduate studies, Ricketts' interest in public service and policy led him to further his education at the University of Chicago Booth School of Business, where he obtained an MBA. His educational background provided him with a solid foundation in both science and business, which would later influence his political career. Early career. After completing his education, Pete Ricketts embarked on a career in the private sector. He initially worked at Union Pacific Railroad in various capacities, gaining experience in operations and management. His career then took him to Ameritrade, where he worked under his father's company, eventually rising to the position of chief operating officer. In 1999, Ricketts left Ameritrade to start his own company, Dracon, LLC, which focused on providing internet services. Although Dracon did not achieve the success he had hoped for, this entrepreneurial venture was a significant learning experience for Ricketts. His business acumen and leadership skills were further honed during this period, preparing him for future public service roles. Election history. Pete Ricketts's political career began in earnest when he ran for the U.S. Senate in 2006. He challenged incumbent Senator Ben Nelson but was unsuccessful in his bid. Despite the loss, Ricketts remained active in politics, serving on various state boards and commissions. In 2014, Ricketts ran for governor of Nebraska. He won the Republican primary and subsequently the general election, defeating the Democratic candidate, Chuck Hassabrook. His campaign focused on economic development, tax reform, and conservative social policies. After serving two terms as governor, Ricketts decided to run for the U.S. Senate in 2022. He entered the race following the retirement announcement of Senator Ben Sasse. Ricketts won the Republican primary and then the general election, securing his seat in the Senate. Political stances. Pete Ricketts is known for his conservative political views. He supports tax cuts, deregulation, and policies aimed at reducing government spending. His economic policies are geared towards fostering business growth and job creation in Nebraska. On social issues, Ricketts has taken a firm stance against abortion, advocating for pro-life legislation. He has also supported measures to protect religious freedoms and has been vocal about his opposition to same-sex marriage, although he has acknowledged the Supreme Court's decision on the matter. In terms of education, Ricketts has pushed for school choice initiatives, believing that parents should have more options for their children's education. He has also been a proponent of charter schools and educational vouchers. Regarding immigration, Ricketts has supported stricter border controls and enforcement of immigration laws. He has expressed concerns over sanctuary cities and has advocated for policies that would enhance national security through immigration reform. On the issue of healthcare, Ricketts has been critical of the Affordable Care Act, advocating for market-driven solutions to healthcare rather than government mandates. He supports measures to increase competition among insurance providers and reduce costs for consumers. Internationally, Ricketts has shown a strong support for Israel and has criticized policies that he believes undermine U.S. allies. He has also been an advocate for a robust defense policy, emphasizing the need for a strong military to ensure national security. Pete Ricketts, the former governor of Nebraska, has garnered significant support for his potential Senate run due to his proven track record in state governance. During his tenure as governor, Ricketts implemented policies that resonated well with many Nebraskans, focusing on economic growth, tax reduction, and job creation. His efforts in reducing the state's top income tax rate and cutting property taxes have been particularly well received by constituents who value fiscal conservatism. Another reason for Ricketts' support is his strong stance on law enforcement and public safety. He has consistently advocated for policies that support law enforcement officers, which has earned him endorsements from various police unions and organizations. His initiatives to increase penalties for drug trafficking and to support mental health programs for law enforcement personnel have shown his commitment to community safety. Ricketts' approach to education has also played a pivotal role in his popularity. He has pushed for educational reforms that emphasize school choice, allowing parents more control over where their children attend school. This policy aligns with the values of many Nebraskans who believe in the importance of parental rights in education. Furthermore, his investment in STEM education and vocational training programs has been seen as forward-thinking, preparing the state's youth for future job markets. His business background, particularly his experience with TD Ameritrade, lends him credibility in economic discussions. Supporters appreciate his understanding of business operations and economic principles, which they believe will translate into effective policymaking in the Senate. Ricketts has often highlighted his business acumen as a key asset, promising to bring a pragmatic approach to federal economic policy. On social issues, Ricketts has maintained a conservative stance, which aligns with a significant portion of Nebraska's electorate. His opposition to abortion and support for traditional marriage have solidified his base among conservative voters. While this has drawn criticism from others, it has also ensured a loyal following among those who prioritize these values. Lastly, Ricketts' campaign has been characterized by a focus on rural issues, understanding that Nebraska's economy is deeply tied to agriculture. His policies aimed at supporting farmers, improving rural infrastructure, and advocating for ethanol production have resonated with rural communities. This focus has not only helped in gaining rural votes but also in reinforcing his image as a senator who understands and cares about the state's agricultural backbone. One of the primary reasons people do not support Pete Ricketts as a senator from Nebraska is his perceived disconnect from the average Nebraskan's daily life and economic struggles. Coming from a family with significant wealth, Ricketts has often been criticized for not understanding the financial hardships faced by many in his state, which can lead to policies that do not address or even exacerbate these issues. His background in business, while impressive, does not necessarily translate into empathy or effective policy making for those not in the upper echelons of society. Another significant point of contention is Ricketts' stance on social issues, which many view as out of touch with modern values. His opposition to same-sex marriage, his support for restrictive abortion laws, and his views on immigration have alienated a broad segment of the population, particularly younger voters and those who advocate for progressive social policies. These positions are often seen as not only regressive but also as an attempt to impose a particular moral framework on a diverse populace. Ricketts' environmental policies, or lack thereof, also draw criticism. Nebraska, with its vast agricultural lands and natural resources, faces significant environmental challenges, yet Ricketts has been accused of prioritizing economic interests over sustainable environmental practices. His support for the Keystone XL pipeline, despite widespread local opposition due to potential environmental risks, exemplifies this conflict. Many feel that his policies favor short-term economic gains at the expense of long-term ecological health. His approach to governance has also been criticized for lacking transparency and inclusivity. Decisions made behind closed doors, with little public input, have led to a perception that Ricketts operates in an elitist manner, making choices that benefit a select few rather than the broader community. This style of leadership fosters distrust among constituents who feel their voices are not heard or valued in the legislative process. Furthermore, Ricketts' political appointments and endorsements have often been seen as nepotistic or politically motivated rather than merit-based. His appointment of family members to key positions and his support for candidates who align closely with his views, regardless of their qualifications or public support, have raised questions about his commitment to fair governance. This practice not only undermines public trust but also suggests a governance style that prioritizes loyalty over competence or public interest. Lastly, his handling of public health crises, particularly the response to the COVID-19 pandemic, has been met with disapproval. His resistance to implementing mask mandates and his approach to vaccine distribution were seen by many as inadequate and politically driven rather than based on scientific advice or public health needs. This has led to a significant portion of the population feeling that their health and safety were secondary to political considerations. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.